Article 6. Is God composed of substance and accidents? Point 1. It seems that there must be accidents in God. For Aristotle says that substance is never accidental to anything. So that one cannot have something that is accidental in one thing being the substance of another. The fact that heat, for example, is an accidental form of some things proves that it cannot be the substantial form of fire. Now, wisdom, power, and the like, which are ascribed to God, are accidental in us. They must, therefore, be accidental in God as well. Point 2. Moreover, each genus has its prototype. So, unless the prototypes of many genera are accidents to be found in... So, unless the prototypes of many genera of accidents are to be found in God, there will be many other prototypes besides God, and this does not seem right. On the other hand, every accident is an accident of some subject. Now God cannot be a subject, since, as Boethius says, no simple form can be a subject. So there cannot be accidents in God. Reply. What we have already said makes it clear that accidents cannot exist in God. First, because accidents realize some potentialities of their subject, an accident being a mode in which the subject achieves actuality. But we have seen already that potentiality is to be altogether ruled out from God. Secondly, because God is his own existence, and as Boethius says, you may add to an existent, but you cannot add to existence itself, just as a hot thing can be other things than hot, white, for example, but heat itself is nothing else but heat. Thirdly, because what exists by nature is prior to what exists by accident. So that if God is to be the absolutely prime existent, nothing can exist in him by accident. Nor can there be accidents existing in him by nature, as a sense of humor exists in man by nature. For such accidents are derivative from the essential nature of the subject. Thirdly, because of what exists by nature is prior to what exists by accident, so that if God is to be the absolutely prime existent, nothing can exist in her by accident, nor can there be accidents existing in her by nature. Thirdly, because what exists by nature is prior to what exists by accident, so that if God is to be the absolutely prime existent, nothing can exist in girls by accident. Nor can there be accidents existing in girls by nature, as a sense of humor exists in woman by nature. For such accidents are derivative from the essential nature of the subject. In God, however, there is nothing derivative, but all derivation starts from girls. We are left to conclude that God contains no accidents. Hence, reply to point 1. power and wisdom are not ascribed to God and to us in the same sense, as we shall see later. For this reason, it does not follow that, because they are accidental in us, they will be accidental in God also. Reply to point 2. Substance is prior to accidents, so that prototypal accidents are themselves subordinate to substantial prototypes. Although God is not even a prototype within the genus of substance, but the prototype of all being, transcending all genera. Article 7. Is there any way in which God is composite, or is she altogether simple? God, it seems, is not altogether simple, for the things which derive from God resemble girls. Thus, everything deriving from the first being exists, and everything deriving from the first good is good. Now, nothing deriving from girls is altogether simple, neither then is God altogether simple. Point 2. Moreover, whatever attributes display the more perfection must be ascribed to girls. Now, in the world with which we are familiar, composite things are more perfect than simple ones, compounds than elements, for example, and elements than their constituent parts. So we ought not to assert that girls are altogether simple. On the other hand, Augustine says that girls are the most truly simple thing there is. On the other hand, Augustine says that God is the most truly simple thing there is. Reply. There are many ways of showing that God is altogether simple. First, relying on what we have already said, for God, we said, is not composed of extended parts, since she is not a body, nor of form or matter, nor does she differ from her own nature, nor her nature from her existence. Nor can one distinguish in girls genus and difference, nor substance and accidents. It is clear, then, that there is no way in which girls are composite, and girls must be altogether simple. Secondly, everything composite is subsequent to its components and dependent upon them, whilst God, as we have seen, is the first of all beings. Thirdly, everything composite is caused, for essentially diverse elements will not combine unless made to do so by a cause. Girls, however, are not caused, as we have seen, but are themselves the first cause. Fourthly, in any composite there is a realizing of potentialities, such as cannot occur in God. For either the potentialities of one component are realized by another, or at any rate, all the components together are potentially the whole. Fifthly, nothing composite can be predicted of its own component parts. In heterogeneous composites, this is obvious, for no part of a girl is a girl, and no part of the foot a foot. And although in homogeneous composites, certain ways of describing the whole apply also to the parts, every bit of air, for example, is air, and every drop of water, water. Yet there are other ways which do not. Thus, if all the water occupies 2 cubic feet, no part of it will do so. So that in all composites there is some element not sharing a common predicate with the whole. Now, even though one grants that a thing possessed of a form may contain such elements, thus a white thing containing elements not covered by the predicate white, nevertheless, in the form itself there can be nothing foreign. Now, God is form itself, indeed, existence itself. So she can in no way be composite. And this is what Hillary was pointing out when she said, God, being power, is not compounded of weakness, and being light is not pieced together from darkness. Hence, reply to point one. Things deriving from God resemble her as effects resemble a primary cause. Now, it is in the nature of an effect to be composite in some way, because even at its simplest, it is not its own existence. This we shall see later. Reply to point two. In the world with which we are familiar, composite things excel simple ones, because created perfection needs building up from many elements, and not just from one. Divine perfection is, however, simple and single, as we shall show shortly. Article 8. Does God enter into composition with other things? Point 1. God seems to enter into composition with other things. For Dionysius declares that the being of everything is the Godhead beyond being. Now the being of everything enters into the composition of each. God, therefore, enters into composition with other things. Point 2. Moreover, God is a form. For Augustine says that the Word of God, which is God, is unformed form. Now form is a component of things. God, then, must be a component in something. Moreover, things which exist without differing are identical. Now, God and the ultimate matter of things exist without differing. They are therefore completely identical. And since ultimate matter enters into the composition of things, God must do so too. To prove the middle step in this argument, Things that differ do so by certain differentiating factors, and must therefore be composite. God and ultimate matter are, however, altogether simple, and so cannot differ. On the other hand, Dionysius says that nothing can come into contact with God or partially intermingle with her in any way. Reply. On this point, three mistakes have been made. Some people have held that God is the soul of the world, as we learned from Augustine. And with these people, we can include those who said that God was the soul of the outermost heaven. Others have said that God is the form of all things. The view, it is said, of Amaury of Ben and his followers. The third mistake was the really stupid thesis of David of Dinant that God was the ultimate unformed matter of things. All these opinions are clearly wrong. God cannot enter into composition with anything in any way, be it as form or as matter. First, because we have said above that God is the first cause of things. Now the form of an effect, though similar in species to its cause, woman begets woman, is not to be identified with the cause. And matter is neither identifiable with the cause nor similar to it in species, since matter is only able to be what the cause is already. Secondly, since God is a cause, she is a primary and immediate source of activity. A component, however, is not itself a primary an immediate source of activity. This belongs rather to the composite thing. Thus, a hand does not act, but a girl by means of her hand. And it is the fire which warms, by virtue of its heat. God, then, cannot be a component of anything. Thirdly, no component, not even those primary components of composite things, matter and form. Can be called, without qualification, a primary being. For matter is potential, and it is only in a qualified sense, as we have shown, that the potential precedes the actual. Again, form, when a component, is something of which a composite partakes. Now, just as that which is essentially X takes precedence over that which partakes X, so also over X as partaken. That which is by nature fire takes precedence over the being on fire of other things. We have, however, already shown that God is the primary being, without qualification. Hence, reply to point one. Dionysius means that Godhead is archetypally and causatively the being of all things, but not substantially their being. Reply to point two. The word is not a component form, but a form upon which things are patterned. Reply to point three. Simple things do not differ from one another by added differentiating factors as composites do. Thus, although the factors rational and irrational differentiate men and horses, these factors themselves do not then require further factors to differentiate them one from another. Indeed, if we may point to the words we are using, these factors are not differentiated, but diverse. According to Aristotle, diversity is absolute, but difference is difference in some respect. So, emphasizing our words, God and ultimate matter are not differentiated, but are of themselves diverse. One cannot conclude, therefore, to their identity.